There have been several developments today related to severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. The World Health Organization recommended that people postpone all but essential trips to Hong Kong and neighboring Guangdong province. That reinforces a similar advisory issued last week by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which also advises against travel to Vietnam and Singapore. Making connections through these countries' airports is considered safe, however.
The latest statistics from the WHO show that 2,223 people have gotten SARS since last November. 78 have died. In the U.S., there have been 72 suspected cases and no deaths. The cause of SARS remains uncertain, although scientists say it is certainly infectious and probably viral. The prime candidate is a coronavirus. The head of the CDC, Dr. Julie Gerberding, today said that the agency would begin distributing tests that detect antibodies to coronavirus in the blood.
Beyond affecting people's health, SARS is having some dramatic economic consequences. Airline and hotel bookings to several Asian countries are down. United Airlines today relaxed ticket refund policies to several cities, including Beijing and Hong Kong. Hanoi is also on that list, but for the first time in several weeks, the situation in Vietnam appears to be improving. WHO officials today said that the SARS outbreak has all but stopped there, and they said it's diminishing significantly in Singapore and Toronto.